The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Dundalk. We have Polytrack Racing to look forward to in Ireland. And joining me on the line is Mr. Dundalk himself, William Hill Radio's Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
A nice introduction. I'm off.
You do love it at Dundalk, don't you?
I do love a bit of Dundalk action. Yeah, I'm getting ready for it now. It's only a few weeks away before those Friday night evenings kick into action. So need to start... go through all my weather form again.
Yeah, a bit of a pre-season warm-up, this, I suppose.
Definitely. Yeah, not a bad card as well. Other than race two in the last race, I've got fairly sort of mid to strong views about quite a few of these races today, and I'm probably going to have three bets.
Okay.
Which we'll get onto in a second or two.
Yeah, we'll find out those as we go along. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 150, and we start with a race over 5 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older that have not finished first, second or third in listed or group race. Caspian Prince is 6-4 market leader, 9-4 for Flight Risk, 100-30 for My Good Brother. Yulong Baiju is 6-1 and then 25-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. So Caspian Prince, quite a solid favourite this morning, Andy. Can you see why?
I can. So another bold raid by Tony Carroll. He's done it before here at Dundalk with one or two horses, and he's certainly not trying to go over the Irish Sea. Good prize money, of course, available. Other English trainers take note. And the last time he turned up in Ireland, he ran an absolute blinder when he was second, of course, behind the subsequent Group 3 winner down in Tipperary, Sir Maximilian. That probably stiff track just caught him out in the latter stages. He wasn't quite able to see off that particular horse on that occasion. Tim Pitts Charge, of course, is a very strong finisher. But with a track which plays into the hands of front runners, where front runners are king, particularly over the five furlong track, I'm hoping he'd be able to gain the early supremacy over the other potential spoiler in the race from a front running aspect, and that's My Good Brother, who also ran in that race at the Curragh, aforementioned a minute ago. He was third, of course, in the first time visor. Throwing to the mixed Flight Risk, of course, who has only had the two runs, and we're still working out what kind of distance that Kelp by Teofilia wants. And this is quite a trappy and tricky avenue. I will go with Caspian Prince. As I said, he's a very, very good speedy horse from the gate. And if he gets into an uncontested lead, which tends to spur him on, he could be very difficult to catch in the lane.
Okay, on to the second race next then, the 220, and this is a handicap for 3-year-olds and older, over 5 furlongs, so we're sprinting again here, and Johnny Lawman and Suburban Sky are the 3-1 joint favourites this morning. Kimbe's 5-1, 6-1 for Lady Ranger. Times in Anatevka is 7-1, 8-1 for Ability and Delivery, and then 16-1 and double figure prices for the other runners here. And the joint favourites this morning, Johnny Lawman and Suburban Sky. You can probably see why those two are at the top of the betting. Johnny Lawman making his handicap debut in pretty decent company at Leopardstown last time. Suburban Sky arrives here in pretty good form as well, Andy. Do you see it between the two, or is there something else in here?
I think there's several others you can throw into the mix, Mark, to be honest. Kimbe ran well last time out down in Nace, beyond Almada. Lady Range has been in good form, and the other horse that runs well here, Times in Anatevka, can be given each-way chances of sorts. But I think we'll deal with the front two in the market, because that's where the bookmakers think the most likely winner of this race will come from. And I tend to agree with them as well. I do like Johnny Lohman. I think a mark of 70 is about right. I wouldn't go any more than saying that. That win down in Tipperary when he beat Forbear and Acting Talent, who's only rated 60, the third horse from Michael Grassick's yard, probably just gives him, like I say, a deserved mark of 70. I thought he won quite comfortably that day. He then went to Leopardstown and ran quite well there as well, behind Local Fly, of course, is in good form and won by a wide margin. Whether he's got that much scope for improvement, one wouldn't know. But the one positive he has got is that he's trained by James Fean as well, who's got a really good record here on the all-weather at Dundalk. He's already proven himself with various horses such as Prince Connoisseur and Strategic Choice, to mention a couple, that he's very much, he knows what he's doing on this surface with his inmates. And he's also got the first-time cheek pieces on as well, which might just increase his chances. But Suburban Skies are the one that I'd probably centre around here, a horse that's gradually improved throughout the course of the season for Jane Foley. Her horses have been in good form throughout the summer. And teaming up with Anna O'Brien last time out, this duo made all the running in pretty emphatic fashion down in Cork to win quite comfortably in the end. Obviously bagged the stand side rail, which can be an advantage, but did a quite good number that day and spread eagles his field. And he's already got a previous form here at Dundalk, albeit he didn't show much and she didn't, you know, probably wasn't running over the right distance. But now they've found the key to it, i.e. 5 furlongs. I think, you know, that's going to be very much where she'll go throughout the rest of her career. So Suburban Sky just about gets the vote, but it's a race I'm not feeling too strongly from a betting perspective.
Okay, Suburban Sky then, the nomination in the 220. The 250 is the third race on the card, and this is a premier nursery handicap over 5 furlongs, and 5 of them in the lineup here, and the betting is headed by Dandy Leakey, who's 11-8 this morning, 7-2 for Sassy But Classy. Sprite is 4-1, 11-2 for Ariana, and Folklore is 13-2. Dandy Leakey, Andy, pretty short at the top of the betting. You can see why. Made a winning debut at Navan, then chased home Dick Whittington, who went to win in Group 1 company, and also finished behind Lucida last time, who's finished second in good company as well in the debutante stakes. So the form looks pretty good. Can he give weight to these and get back to winning ways, Andy?
I think so, yeah, on quite a few counts, Mark. He's not a bad horse, but I think he might well improve on 2 counts. First of all, coming here to Dundalk, a track where Joe Lyons' horses often run very well, of course. He's the leading trainer here. And the other possible positive, and this would be a little bit of a guess, but the first time blinkers are in operation for this colt by Dandy Man, and we know when Joe Lyons whacks on headgear, it usually has a really good positive effect, particularly if you looked at the result that Crafted Mastery managed to achieve the other day down in Garran with the first time blinkers on, lowering the colours of a wild odds on shot trained by Aidan O'Brien. And I just think this horse has probably wanted a bit of headgear, because he's just looked a bit of a tearaway on a couple of his races, particularly last time out at Nace, where he went off a little bit too quick for his own good and paid for those exertions in the latter stages. I actually wrote down in my notes that day, definitely best over 5 furlongs. And he also ran a similar race the time before behind, as you mentioned, Dick Whittington, who's probably one of the best sprinters over in Ireland so far this season. So he's been mixing it in very good company. This gives him a little bit more chance for to sort of dominate in a shallower sort of pool of horses. I mean, Sassy But Classy and Script are fairly useful in their own right, but, you know, they haven't shown a great massive amount so far, whereas Dandaliki has said he's been up against group horses technically. So this is a good opportunity for him. If he gets a good break from stall 3 in a small field, he's likely to get to the front and dominate, and as I said, speed is very much the king here at Dundalk, and it could well be that Dandaliki will be very difficult to pass in the lane.
Okay, Dandy Leakey then in the 250. The 325 sees us into maiden company. It's a maiden over 7 furlongs, and General Marshall is the 6-5 market leader this morning, back from 11-8 at the time of recording. Lola Bo is 100-30, 7-1 for Greco. Grey Sky Blue is 10-1. It's also 10s for Into the Stars, 11-1 for Zilan and Manichin, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. General Marshall, most experienced in the lineup, is running some pretty decent races so far, and also cost 1.15 million guineas. So it's about time he started winning. Andy, do you think this is the opportunity despite the tricky draw?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't lived up to his expectations so far, General Marshall, but at the same time, I think he's been a bit unlucky really to A, bump into horses who are obviously slightly better than him, or more experienced, more streetwise, and he hasn't had the rub of the green either on more than one occasion. I thought he was a bit lucky actually to lose here 2 starts ago. I suppose unlucky is the wrong word, but he looked as though he got it won anyway. Let's say that, you know, that's very much the case. He went 2 or 3 lengths clear. Thought it was a good positive ride by Joseph, but he got worn down by a horse who, of course, has been mixing it in very good company this season, Toscanini, who was runner-up in the Cheshire behind Roger Pankhurst at Royal Ascot, and then he ran well behind Dr. Messini the time after as well. So he was entitled to win that day, being a 5-1 on shot, but he didn't make Mickey Halford's charge work all the way down the lane. The pair of them were well clear, and it was only just in the latter stages that Toscanini got the better of the exchanges. They then ran him at the Curry of the day, and again he was a wild odds on shot, and I actually thought that Joseph had a poor race on this horse. He didn't make much use of him like he did at Dundalk. He kind of waited a little bit and waited a bit too long, and the winner, Shepherd's Purse, got first running. Now, of course, at the time it looked disappointing because Shepherd's Purse was a 20-1 shot, but that horse I thought should have won a Group 2 back at the same track last week, so perhaps that form isn't as too bad as it looked at first value. And as I said, he didn't get the best of runs and was doing all his best work at the end. He had a race that day, to be fair, General Marshall. The way he runs as well suggests that he definitely wants 7 furlongs. he could have done with a slightly better draw here today. I mean, as I'll talk about Dundalk throughout the remainder of the winter, I'll be banging on about the draw down the back straight, but you want to be drawn ideally low figures, particularly if you're on a horse that makes the running. But in a two-year-old race, I suppose it doesn't matter so much because experience is key, and I'd imagine that Jazz of O'Brien will be alive to the fact that he's drawn on the wing and he'll want to get this horse prominent, so we'll probably kick him out from the start and get him into a good posse. So Lola Bow looks the obvious danger. She ran well on debut from an informed yard. Her fillies are going well. That looks the alternative, but I'd expect General Marshall to put his quality and his experience to good use.
Staying in maiden company for the 3:55 next, and this is a maiden over a mile, and a similar story. We've got an Aidan O'Brien runner at the top of the betting, fairly short price, 6-5 for Quartz at the time of recording. Carrie Bouquet is 5-2, 7-2 for Duchess Andorra. Sunduko is 12-1 with Will I Ever, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Similar story in respect that the draw could have been kinder to Quartz as well, Andy, but he's well bred, he's half brother to King's Barnes. What do you make of this race?
Well, if Aidan O'Brien doesn't win the previous race, the 3:25, let's hope he does for the podcaster's perspective, but I think he'll win this 3:55 because this is a really weak maiden. Aidan O'Brien could not have found a more ideal opportunity for this colt by Fastnet Rock to get off the mark. Certainly caught the eye on debut down in Bellistown. On ground, arguably might have been a bit too soft for him. He was certainly not particularly strong in the market, so quite a few of Aidan O'Brien's, when they're easy to back, they tend just to need the run, and that was very much the impression he created on that occasion. The fact that Donaccio O'Brien, of course, the son of Aidan, is giving the leg up on this horse, I think Aidan's looking to give his son a little bit of more experience here at Dundalk, because I think he's going to be riding quite exclusively at Dundalk throughout the course of the winter. And also a vital confidence as well for Ryan, a winner or two, because he hasn't actually had many chances or given many opportunities so far today. The slight irritation, if you like, with Quartz is that he's stuck on the outside in stall 14, but hopefully Donaccio will have enough tactical nous to get this horse into a good position. And this looks a really weak affair. Carrie Bouquet looks the obvious danger. She finished seventh at Nace on her last start in quite a good time, and she's already got a bit of experience by running behind Callery and in a decent field here over a course and distance two starts ago. So she looks the obvious threat, but Quartz, I certainly like the way he shaped down in Bellistown, and ground that wouldn't have suited, and hopefully he'll prove good enough in that 3:55.
OK, Quartz in the 3:55 then. On to the 4:30 at Dundalk next, and this is Division 1 of this particular handicap over a mile, and the betting is headed this morning by Art Scene, who's 7-2. It's Anna Queen, who's 4-1 second favourite, 6-1 for Hillary, 13-2 for Hopsan. Anna Diamond is 8-1 with Snap Click, 17-2 for Carlos Princess and Mary Mast, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Quite competitive this, Andy, quite open. So what are your thoughts in the 4:30?
Yeah, I quite like this race, actually. The next two races are probably my strongest views from a betting perspective today. I'm really going to get stuck into these handicaps because I think there's some good value, and I think the horses I'm going to select have been slightly overpriced. Anna Queen is a horse that I've talked about on the podcast quite a few times. She's just getting a little bit of a reputation for being a bookies horse here, and I just don't want to be backing her around about 3-1, 7-2 mark. She's yet to win a race, and although she's caught the eye more than one or two occasions, until she wins, I just think she's always in the sort of the category of unbackable until proven otherwise. So I'm going to just bypass her. Art Scene's another filly that doesn't win very often. Just one win in 13 doesn't strike me with a great deal of confidence, and not even one placed effort here at Dundalk. So I think the front two in the market are vulnerable. Therefore, I'm going to suggest that we look at the two that have had experiences, A, at this track, and B, in opposition against each other. That's Hillary and Hopsan, two horses that know each other pretty well. And I expect Hopsan to be the victor out of those two in that little joust anyway. And that was very much the case back in November when Hopsan beat Hillary in a similar race to this over a mile. And Hopsan has been a model of consistency. Subsequently, he's been running really well on the turf. He ran well behind Hillary the other day down in Bellistown, but the ground would have probably been a bit too soft for her on that occasion. And she's got a good draw here today. Her career stats at Dundalk read 1 second place in a win. And she does stay really well, Hopsan, in the lane, so I'd expect her to tough it out probably better than Mo. So I'm frightened of Hillary because I think she's in good form and she loves it here at Dundalk, got plenty of experience and he's drawn well. But I do like Hopsan. I think she's very game, and at around about 7-1, 8-1 this morning. I think she represents a really good each way bet there in that 4:30.
Okay, Hopsan, a good each way bet in the 4:30. The 5 o'clock is the penultimate race today in Dundalk. This is Division Two of this 1 mile handicap, and X Squared is the 2-1 favourite this morning. The Dancing Lord is 5-1 second favourite. 13-2 for Cash or Casualty. Gold Falcon 7-1, but that is a reserve, so do keep an eye on that. Alana Beag is 9-1. Tens for Havelock Ellis. Hazel Blue is 11-1 with Miami, and 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest again, and they're quite an open handicap, but X Squared heading the betting has won here before in the past. Do you see? Do you like the chance of the favourite?
I think a lot will like the chance of the favourite, and I could see why. He looks like an incredibly well handicapped horse now he returns to the flat. His last run on the level was a fairly disappointing one, you could argue, at Leopardstown back in June, but since then he's gotten this whirlwind run over hurdles, starting off at Ballinrobe, when of course he won again next time. He's also finished third at the Galway Festival behind Maxim Gorky. And he rounded off his little spell over hurdles with a tremendous effort the other day in a really competitive race at the Killarney Festival, finishing fourth to the Game Changer in probably one of the most competitive two-mile hurdles so far this winter. He's worked his way all the way up the ranks. He's now 130, believe it or not, over hurdles from humble beginnings. And he races here off a mark of 65. Now, the last time he ran here at Dundalk, he raced off a £10 higher mark. So, you know, this horse is, you know, he's run himself into really good nick, and he's now a much better horse than he was the last time we saw him on the flat. And there's a good chance that he'll make a mockery of this mark of 65. And I think he's going to be a well-back favourite. But we do have a good each-way alternative here. And rather foolishly, some may argue, I'm going to go with the Dancing Lord against him here each way. Similarly to the favourite, I do think we'll see the best of this horse throughout the winter here at Dundalk. And I'm hoping that today's trip will bring out the best in him as well. He's certainly shaped more than one or two occasions at a mile is what he wants. He did all his best work when he won at Leopardstown three starts ago. Similar comments apply to his run down in the Curragh the other day when the winner got first run, Doc Holliday. Sandwiched in between those two runs was a really eye-catching run here over today's course and distance when he was doing all his best work at the end, only to be stopped at a crucial moment in home straight. He got stopped at least twice, to my reckoning, behind Movie Meister. I think he would have gone very close to winning that day. So I certainly know that he likes Dundalk. I know that he stays really well. He's in good form. He comes out really well on the speed figures. So despite X Squared's obvious claims as favourite, looking a very well handicapped horse, I think the Dancing Lord will certainly give him plenty to think about. And, of course, we can back him vitally, crucially, each way at 5-1.
Okay, the Dancing Lord then each way in the 5 o'clock. And the final race this afternoon in Dundalk is the 5:30. We finish with a handicap 3-year-olds and older rated 50-75. And it's over 2 miles. And Notable Graduate is the 9-4 favourite this morning. 4-1 for Knight's Parade and Grandma Dottie. 11-1 for Hurricane Jojo. Cottesloe is 12-1 with Shamiran and Bo Michael. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Starting with Dermot Wells runner here, Andy, Notable Graduate arrives here in pretty good form after a good second at Goran on Wednesday. A few question marks though, first time on the all weather, and yet to fully prove that he stays 2 miles. So what do you make of the favourite here?
Yeah, that's the only two question marks we don't know enough about to have a strong view, I suppose. But you know, Dermot Well thinks he's good enough to have a go here at Dundalk, and the way he kept on in that latter stage at Garin in that very competitive race suggests that he shouldn't have a problem with the trip. But he has been priced up accordingly, 9-4. Grandma Dottie, well, she's in great form. She had lowered the colours of a Wild Odds odd shot, who looked a handicap good thing of Willie Mullins, who's down in Roscommon, and has subsequently run well at Ballinrobe. So I think the front two in market, if you like, tell their own story. But we do have quite a few regulars here at Dundalk that are likely to run their race and are probably a little bit more of a solid recommendation because of their association with Dundalk. And what the main one of those would be Knight's Parade from the Gordon Elliott stable. A four-year-old has got plenty of mileage underneath him. And he won two starts ago at Tramore over today's trip of 2 miles when he beat Woodbreach. Never really got into the race the other day at Killarney. He was slightly disappointed when sent off favourite, but he has got a good record here at Dundalk. His form figures read a second, a third and a fourth in three runs. He's already proven himself that he stays really well over this trip when he was third behind Orkney Coralville in his penultimate race here on the all-weather at Dundalk. So lots of positives for Knight's Parade. A good draw, a strong sort of stamina-based career record here at Dundalk over this trip. So he looks a fair each-way bet, in my eyes, in the last.
OK, as always then, Andy, let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, starting off in the 150, hopefully Tony Carroll's raid with Caspian Prince will bear fruit. If he gets to the front, he could prove difficult to beat in that 5 furlong opener. The next race over the Minimum Trip, a bit of a more difficult race to decipher. Johnny Lawman and Suburban Sky look the main two there, with Suburban Sky receiving the vote. Dan DeLeake in the first time blinkers will hopefully prove his class is very much the key to that winning that Premier Nursery. A 3.25, General Marshall has been unlucky on more than one or two occasions so far in his career, and hopefully he'll go some way to pegging back some of that lofty price tag. Aidan O'Brien looks to hold all the aces with Quartz in the 3.55. Then we get on to good meaty stuff. The two next handicaps of the races I'm really interested in, the two divisions of that mile handicap. I think Hop Sands a massive each-way price at 8-1 in the 4.30 of the first division. And in the second division, despite the obvious claims of the favourite, I'd really like the Dancing Lord each way. If you can get 5-1 for him, I don't think you'll be doing your money. Final race. Not really strong view, but I thought Knight's Parade was most likely to run his race.
Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy the action in Dundalk this afternoon.
Will do, buddy. Cheers, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.